It's Scott Laughlin. It's Terry Renner on the line. Kevin Bessler's over there. Hey, good morning, Mayor Terry Renner.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm just okay.
Just okay?
You know, when we we have Dave Ramsey on.
This is Bermuda shorts weather compared to what
hey, you know
had,
what? Tomorrow,
man.
Tomorrow's shorts weather. You know, when Dave Ramsey's on the station occasionally. And when somebody says, how you doing? He says, better than I deserve. And he just says that over and over again. So people can't get tired of me saying, yeah, I'm just okay. I'm real.
Well, fair enough.
I'm just real. All right. So let's see here. What do we want to talk about? Oh, the Bloomington City Council meeting the other night here. Kind of surprised on what went down between a couple of the council people here pertaining to a meeting that was going to take place a week from yesterday. And that was a get together to talk about the possibility of a parking lot becoming a library and a station for Connect Transit. And the council voted to cancel that meeting. What say you? Because you have the power to say, now we're going to get together. So where do we stand on that?
Well, look, just to kind of back up, I think there's some misunderstanding. And actually, believe it or not, the Pantograph article today and headline is quite misleading. This is essentially the second part of the downtown task force that was formed last summer. It was a mayoral commission, but the council voted for it to proceed. And if you're going to ask volunteers to dig into something for months and months and months and months and work for nothing, I think you at least owe them the courtesy of listening to their report, their full report. And I don't understand why more information is less preferable or is more preferable to less information. And I don't think you should shut down a conversation. So this is really more about a broader series of things, especially since Connect Transit has needs downtown, and that's what would be presented at this meeting, especially since we have more information than we had last summer on the library and the library expansion, and at the very least to listen to the reasons why these nine stakeholders who really dug into this recommended us at least considering a joint project between Connect Transit, the library, and the city on property that we already own.
So
I think it's at least quite reasonable to listen. Some of the aldermen have made up their mind, though, Scott. I mean, if they've made up their mind, they at least ought to listen to their intergovernmental stakeholders and this group called the public, because the public may not have made up their mind. that's what it was really all about, and it is all about. That's why immediately yesterday morning, first thing, I called a special session. So we are going to have the meeting on Tuesday. I hope that the older people who voted in effect to shut down a conversation will come to the meeting. Either way, we can have the meeting because we're not acting. We're just gathering information from Connect Transit, Library Board,
all right,
and the task force.
But there was a town council or not town council meeting, a little open house last night, and and some of the council people were asked about this, and they said, you know, they've heard from their constituents, they've heard from the people. They have a feeling they don't want this, and it sounds to me like the council members that didn't want to meet don't want it. Are you thinking you're going to sway some people?
No, I think it, regardless of the it may very well be, and it probably is, that five of the nine council people do not want it. It's not about just the Anchor Project, which is unfortunate because I think, frankly, both many in the media and some of the council people have focused just on this Anchor Project. It's about a broader public engagement. It's about getting more information. It's about working with our intergovernmental partners like Connect Transit. They need a multimodal center downtown. Let's hear them out. We do need some sort of library expansion. Let's hear them out. And why the duly appointed and then approved downtown commission that said, hey, this is an option, and to say, I don't even want to talk about that option, is not, I think, is unwise. The only thing that happened, and I think some people are fixating on, there was an informal straw poll back in June where the majority of the council said we should expand the library in its current location. And that might be true, and that might be what happens. But that's not that was before we got lots of more information. More information is good. Let's take a look at, let's listen to that information. And to say I'm going to shut down a conversation, that's why I thought that was very unwise, and that's why I immediately called a special session next week. This will be public. The public can hear what Connect Transit's needs are. They can hear why the Downtown Task Force, with some very, very different perspectives, came to this conclusion, whether they agree or not. I think that's part of our due diligence as elected officials, and that is to listen. As far as I know, anytime that you get, there's not been any scientific polls about, this particular project. The other thing is that we don't even know enough about this particular project. Whether or not it's the council or the average member of the public, myself included, I'm sure I will learn something on Tuesday. I know it at 500 feet. I'd like to see more details. So until we have that information, I don't know how anybody can say that their constituents, and I know how this works. You get 5 phone calls and 3 emails, and out of a city of 80,000, sometimes people think it's a groundswell. So that's not how you run a city of 80,000 people and a budget of $215 million a year. You have to listen and take everything into account. And that's one of the difficulties of the ward system, right? There are 9 members of the council that are elected from 9 wards. Only the mayor is elected at large. All people vote for the mayor.
Okay, let's go back to something else that I was surprised by this. I don't know if you were. Jim Pearson stepping up to the podium there during public comment and saying, hey, I've got an idea you're going to love. And
right.
He brought up something that's near and dear to you. I know you've been trying to get a hotel in downtown Bloomington. He says he's part of the Vantage Group. 110-room hotel and conference center attached to Grossinger Motors Arena. Is this the first? I mean, were you shocked by this, or did you know this was coming?
I did not know that it was coming, but that doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, I do think it could be a really exciting project, and I say could be because we have had several proposals before. But I do want to be clear, we are not going to just take any deal, obviously. We've turned several down. We have to protect taxpayers. We may not have protected taxpayers sometimes in writing contracts in Bloomington, over the past 30 years. But at least on my watch, we're going to protect taxpayers. And so at this point, I think it's an exciting, interesting project. It could get us new gigs in the Coliseum. It could be an anchor in downtown. Absolutely. But it needs to be vetted now by our staff and then by others who would be sure that the money is going to come. The other thing is the project would have to pay for itself. There is not one dime out of our budget that is allocated, nor has there ever been a single dollar out of our budget that was ever budgeted for any kind of so-called downtown hotel. So, for example, if we were to rebate hotel motel taxes as part of an incentive package for somebody, let's say, to bring $40 million downtown, and we, rebate maybe $8 million over many years, it's not any money we're getting now, right? We're not getting any hotel motel taxes on a vacant lot right now. So the project has to pay for itself.
All right. Well, he said he'll have some paperwork to the interim city manager here in a week or so. I imagine you're going to see it about the same time.
Yeah, I'm very interested in taking a look at that. And Jim is a longtime member of our planning commission. Jim has also been an elected official in the Quad Cities. He's certainly been around the block. He knows economic development. I certainly look forward to looking at this, and our interim community development director and Andrew Grammer will take a look at this, our economic development coordinator.
Okay. And was it last night? You had a couple of the people that sit on the council. I think Karen Schmidt was one of them. David Sage was another one. Got together for a town hall meeting kind of session here, and
actually, I meant to go to it. I thought it was the same time as the town hall meetings I had in December. I thought for some reason I had it on my schedule 5:30 to 7:00, and I had a 6:30 dinner, and it started at 6:30. So that's the only reason why I was not there. I did want to at least come for part of the session, but I didn't mean to interrupt your question. It's just that's the only reason why I wasn't there.
Could you
hear? I would have liked to have heard some of what was going on.
Could you hear my eyes rolling? I'm kidding. All right. So some of the things they talked about in our report here, I think Howard was there. And I'm sure you heard these same things at your town halls and probably your meetings that you have before city council meetings.
The mayor's open house.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
Privatizing garbage pickup. How do you feel mm-hmm. about that?
Well, I think it's something we have looked at many times. It depends on what you want to do. People will pay much more for their garbage service than they are currently paying if you go to a privatized system. The city will be, in much better shape. Our budget will look better because right now we're subsidizing it by well over $1 million a year. But they're not going to come and pick up anything. Private companies are not going to pick up, you compare champagne, for example, private companies are not going to come and pick up anything that you pretty much just dump on the curb. Private companies aren't going to charge you the $16 to $20 that we charge. They're going to charge closer to $30 or $30, and they're not going to provide the same kind of service. So I don't think that that's a panacea. Now, I do think, as our city manager Steve Rasmussen has suggested, is that perhaps pulling back on bulk waste could save us $1 million or so a year in closing a budget gap.
Boy, there you go. And how, and I think somebody last night said, well, how about just doing bulky waste a couple of times a year? I don't know. Maybe you need more than that.
I proposed that 3 years ago, and it was rejected by the council. We've been fooling around with bulk waste and then trash, frankly, long before I was even mayor. I think Mayor Stockton took it on for a couple of years. So this is at least a 6 to 7 year, probably more than that, conversation. I don't understand. Well, I do understand. When you got 9 wards with 9 different sets of needs, it's hard to get people together on something that can be perceived as very territorial.
Yeah.
Different wards have different needs.
See, it's all about me, Terry, and I've got a rocking chair, one of these wicker kind of rocking chairs that I put out.
Uh-huh.
I was mistaken.
And you want to give it to me?
I'll give it to you. I put it out on the curb last week. I had my weeks mixed up because the bulky waste will be collected this week. I put it out last week. But, if you did that a couple of times a year, then it would just force me to dump it out by Bessler's house in Lake. No, I'm kidding. It would force
me. Just to be clear, the one thing that at least I was proposing, and I assume, and I think the council majority is there, is that if you wanted to take that wicker chair or whatever, and you wanted to bring it to us, that's free.
Okay.
So if you wanted to bring it to our city drop-off point, then that's free. So now those are not the kinds of services you are going to get from the from the private sector. So. It doesn't mean I wouldn't take a look at the numbers again and take a look at it, but I have historically, and at this point, unless I see something differently in terms of evidence, and I'm always willing to look at evidence, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. Normal looks to Bloomington for things. Bloomington looks to Normal. Normal used to have, I want to say monthly or bimonthly, bulky waste pick. We used to call them bulky waste collection week. We'd announce it on the radio. It's bulky waste collection week in Normal. Did they cease doing that? Are they picking it up every week now too?
I don't honestly know. That's a very good question. In fact, I will ask Chris Coos and see what that story is.
Yeah.
I don't honestly know.
Well, somebody in Normal listening can call and tell us. But, with Normal, it's a different beast because you've got the university there. God knows they throw stuff out on the curb.
Well, that's the situation where we have some areas with some older apartments, and that tends to be Central Bloomington and West Side. Very often, and it's whether it's the tenants or whether or not it's the landlords, they basically take all the stuff and they just dump it out on the curb, and we come by and pick it up.
Yeah.
And there are other areas where that's not necessary. So the question is, should all taxpayers pay for that type of service?
Right.
And I think the council's going to have to answer that and some other tough questions as we close this budgetary gap. And then, yeah, let's be clear. We have the second highest bond rating you can possibly get. So our financial situation is in good shape. We have good reserves, et cetera. But we do have some financial challenges. Our revenues are flat, and our costs are increasing by about 2%. So
okay.
We've got to act.
A couple more questions, lightning round. I want to give you this timely here. Listener Paul texted me, said, in lieu of both Bloomington and Normal having long-term budget issues, what about the concept of both towns combining as one and consolidating many of their departments? I know you've talked about this in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are, just so that everybody understands, there are a lot of things we collaborate on a daily basis. We have, I believe, somewhere close to around 50 intergovernmental agreements. So we do pool our resources, library, fire, 911 service, all kinds of things. Bringing the two together would require a referenda. I don't know which city would give up its name.
Yeah.
The people in Bloomington might want to say, well, we should just call it all Bloomington because Bloomington's bigger. Normal might not exactly like that. I think the likelihood of us combining the two cities is probably not very high, but I think us working together, I think I am very optimistic about that.
All right.
And trying to take advantage of economies of scale.
For naming rights, just go with Bloomington Normal. That's what people refer to this as anyway. It would just become Bloomington Normal.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And lastly here, there have been rumors flying around. I think I was still golfing. This conversation came up on the golf course last fall between two of my golf buddies.
Those are always true.
One said, well, did you hear what they're I know somebody that works at State Farm downtown, and they're closing that place down. The other guy, who was a contractor, said, no, they're not. They're rehabbing it. They're getting rid of the asbestos in the building. They have to move everyone out to do that. They're all coming back. Are you hearing anything? What's going on with the Illinois, State Farm building downtown?
It's not just State Farm building downtown, but State Farm generally. Those rumors, I think, are totally unfounded. What we keep hearing, and by we, myself, our city managers, and Mayor Coos, Mark Peterson, when we talk to the people at State Farm, they say, our contract employees and many others, we have moved to other locations because it was getting just too difficult to manage. But we are not going anywhere. So I think those rumors are unfounded. I have heard nothing of that sort. It is not unusual to have to rehab a building that's nearly 100 years old, or even parts of a building that's nearly 100 years old. And that's going to necessarily create rumors.
All right, so there's no truth to the rumor that they offered to sell you the
not
building for a dollar?
Again, I'm not a State Farm executive, but anything that I've heard from them does not seem to be true.
All right, and they didn't offer to sell you the building for a dollar?
No, they didn't, but no, they did not.
All right. Yeah, I heard that yesterday for the first time.
That they offered to sell us the building.
Well, I was going to ask it on the air, and I forgot.
I got my buck out.
I had Steve. I had Steve Rasmussen on the air yesterday, and then when we wrapped it up, I said, I was going to ask you a question. We'll ask. And I said, the deal with State Farm, and he says, there's no truth to the rumor that they want to sell us the building for a dollar either. And I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, well, that is the thing that you see. As in any community, we're human beings. So one person tells somebody something else, and then rumors. I can't tell you how many rumors I hear every day. So, and once in a great while, they might be true.
Yeah.
But I doubt that any of those are.
Okay. All right. Good talking to you. And we'll do it again, I guess, in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right,
thanks so much, Scott. Take care, buddy.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner, and he said we're all humans. Bessler is a filthy animal. I just want to say that for the record. It's